Hello, hello, hello to each and every one of you. It is great to be here. It really is. Just breathe and relax. Breathe. Relax. Let it all go. Breathe. Nice deep breath. Good. Breathe in. And release. Just letting it all go away. All your stress, pain, heartache, fear, anger. Whatever you're holding on to, just let it go for now. You may want to pick it back up later, and then again, you may not. But for now, just let it go. Don't even think about it. Just want you to be. Good. Just be. There. You should feel better. Just in breathing and feeling your breath, it does wonders. And the next time you face fear or you anger, I want you to just breathe. Take a nice, long, deep breath. And then let it all go. And whatever is keeping your body tense and tight, let it go. Let your shoulders relax. Let your arms fall by the side. Let your jaw relax. Let your eyebrows fall down. Even if you close your eyes, allow your eyes to close. But relax and just let it happen. Great. Doing great. So we're going to talk about fear and anger. And I'm going to take some of your questions and do some energy healing and energy reading. And when I say energy reading, what I do is I connect to your higher self. And once I connect to your higher self, and it's all simply done by you saying your first name, and then your higher self speaks to my higher self. And whatever questions you ask is answered by your higher self. So it's really, really fascinating. To this day, I find it extremely fascinating and very interesting. And I love, love, love what I do. I love seeing and communicating with all that is, not just people, but with everything. And everything is alive. Everything that breathes, everything is here with us. So let's get into fear and anger. What is fear? What is anger? The two of them correlate. And usually it comes from the unknown or not being understood. Most of the time we misunderstand what happens or what is said. And from that comes fear, from that comes anger. And then from that comes action. And if you take a look at the world, the action has developed in many, many things. Murder, rape, robberies, kidnapping, war, so many disasters. Globally, And there's so many people crying and heartache and pain and sorrow, asking the question, why? Because of our higher power, because of ourselves, of each other. We must go within. We must look in within ourselves and stop pointing the finger and looking at each other. We must learn to feel what we feel within ourselves. We must learn to even love who we are. Because if we start loving who we are as individuals, we will start to love each other and appreciate each other. Each of us is valuable. Each of us is divine love and light. But until each of us acknowledge that, this is going to go on and on and on. I made an MP3. Actually, it's part of my CD. And I had part of it, which is called Freeing Your Mind, put into an MP3. I have another one that's called Quieting Your Mind, where I teach you how to be quiet and how to go within and how to just channel messages for yourself and energy for yourself. I'm going to play this Freeing Your Mind right now so that you can hear it and embrace it. And if you really are drawn to it, in a few days, I will have it on my website. My website is Laura Dyel. So it's www.lordiel, LORDIEL.com. And once you join the newsletter, you will receive Freeing Your Mind absolutely free. That's my gift to you to help you wherever you are in your life. To help you. And if you like that, I'm sure you're going to like a lot of other things that will be coming to you in the newsletter and by way of my website. But I want to get back to fear and anger. And right now, I'm going to ask each of you to make yourself comfortable, to sit back. You can sit, you can lie down, whatever way is comfortable for you. But get comfortable because I really want you to listen and to free your mind. Breathe. Great. We're in no rush. Take your time. Nice, slow breath.
Freeing the mind. Stress and tension can be devastating to the mind, the body, and even the soul. It's time to free yourself from stress, struggles, and mundane things in life, things that you allow to consume you. It's time for you to renew and regain your strength and to just be happy for no reason. Stop living an ordinary life, but live an amazing and extraordinary life. You might think it's impossible. You might say, how can I do that? I can't live an extraordinary life. But you can. Start believing more in who you are. Start letting go of some of that anger and that pain and the suffering that you're going through. And know that you are not alone. We all, at some point in time, go through pain, anger, suffering, feeling alone, sickness, so many, many, many other things. There's billions of people in this world, and each and every one of them, at one time or another, will go through something. But what happens is that it's not really all about what you're going through, but it's how you get through it on the other end? Do you allow it to consume you and you become a victim? Or do you persevere and you go through it and you become a survivor? Because you, and you alone, have that choice. You are the master of your ship. And your ship is your life. So we're going to free the mind now. And we're going to bring some joy and some happiness and some laughter into our life. Now, you may feel like, oh, I don't feel like laughing, or I hurt too much, I can't laugh. You may be going there. Or you may just walk away and wave your hand and say, I don't want to hear this. That's okay. You can always come back later and listen when you're ready to start allowing joy and happiness into your life. It starts with laughter. And what better person to show you how to start with laughter than a child? Hi, how are you?
Good.
Great. And what would you like to say?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Boo.
Boo? Boo who?
Don't cry, it's just a joke.
Oh, that was a good one. I like that. Okay, do you have another one?
Yes.
Okay.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Ketchup.
Ketchup who?
Catch up with me and I'll tell you.
Oh, God. Okay, that was a good one, too. And do you have any more?
Yes.
Another one? Okay.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Ken.
Ken? Who?
Can you open the door? It's freezing out here.
Whoa! And as you're listening to all this laughter, that monkey that you're carrying around on your back is laughing at you. So now turn around and start laughing. Laugh, laugh, laugh. Bring joy and happiness into your life. Laugh that monkey off your back and let it go. Free your mind. Free your mind. Are you free in your mind yet? You feeling some joy? Feeling some happiness? Let it just go. Roll with it. Laugh and laugh and laugh. It's good for the mind, it's good for the body, and it's good for the soul. So just laugh life away and be free.
And that was freeing your mind. This laughter is contagious. And I hope that some of you found yourself laughing. You might have been angry or you might have been feeling fear, but maybe now you can feel just a little bit of joy. It's not a whole lot of joy. And that you're just laughing or smiling, but at least feeling better. So music is also great. And I'm just going to play a short version, As I Woke Up by Kia Kia. Okay, and I guess it's not working today, thanks to Blog Talk, or maybe it's not meant to. I do believe that everything happens for a reason, and that reason could be because each of you are at a place right now where the laughter is healing your heart, and you're feeling balanced in your body. You're feeling like you are where you need to be right now. And if you are, then that's a good place. And I'm happy for you. So with that, I'm going to open up some phone lines. We seem to be just crowding in here tonight. And that's a joy for me to see. And it also tells me that a lot of people have a lot to say about fear and anger, or they have questions. And I'm here. I am here authentically. I speak from my heart and my soul. And I am also the telephone for the spirit world. Thank you, each and every one of you, for being here with me tonight. And I invite you to follow me. Hit the follow button so that you can keep up, because I'm going to be doing more and more and more. I'm also going to be doing live stream. So you get to see me. And you get to see my guests, because I will be inviting a lot of people on. And they will sharing a lot of different spiritual aspects for the mind, the body, and the soul. And that's why I created my new website. It's called One Stop Spiritual Shop. It's called LordAL.com, but underneath it is One Stop Spiritual Shop. And it's because I am just going to be bringing people in from all walks of life, from all around the world, to help you, to help me, to help the world. And that's how we can help each other. We have to start with ourselves first. And stress being the number one leading cause of fear and anger, and vice versa, they each cause each other. We must learn how to deal with it. We can start by breathing, or we can start by laughing. But we have to start in a positive way. Sometimes I'll just walk away from something that's causing me fear or anger and allow myself to calm down. Well, sometimes I'll count backwards from 10, 9, 8. And then when I think about it, by the time I get down to 1, I'm laughing because it seems so silly, so ridiculous. And just the mere fact that I could have made it worse if I attacked it without stepping back or stepping away. But instead, I feel relieved that I didn't take a drastic course. So let me open up a line here. Awesome. 617, you are live with Lord Dyell.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good, good. Thank you for your show.
Oh, my pleasure. I hope you've enjoyed it so far.
Yes, yes. Yes, I like the topic of anger and fear. They seem to go hand in hand.
Yes, they do.
It's like you can't have one without the other.
that's, well, you know, sometimes it depends. If you're at an amusement park and you're on one of those scary rides, you can definitely be afraid there.
Yes. Yes.
Not be angry. Yeah. But I know
very
you
true.
Look for the, you know, good part, the positive part. And if you could imagine yourself up on a Ferris wheel or one of those cyclops or clones and it's dropping and you're just screaming, you know, your
oh
head
my
off
gosh.
And you're a teenager at that. Yeah. It can be quite a fright. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So,
very true. Very
yeah.
true.
So how would you like to add to the discussion?
Well, something happened this morning at work that got me angry.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went into the fear mode.
Mm.
It upset me. And I've been, you know, holding on to this this anger and this fear, and just you know, playing over and over in my head. I'm trying to make sense of it.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to make sense of it. I don't understand where it came from. I don't know if I need to understand where it came from, but it just, it just violated me.
Say your first name for me.
Annette.
Annette. Oh, wow. Okay, I just wanted to connect with you to see what was going on. And the energy flowed from my communication down into my heart. And then when it hit my heart, all of a sudden it exploded in my head.
Mm.
So it touched on a delicate area for you, which really, you know, gave you a headache. And a lot of times fright and fear can be in the head because then you think about it and wonder where did it come from. And it came from a very delicate a part that you have tucked away and thought you had it secure and safe. So that's why you went into fear, because it's like, oh, you found what I was hiding, you know, and then your head was like, oh, my God, how did that happen?
Yeah.
So let me send a little healing to your heart. Just open
you.
Up. Would you like a little healing to your heart?
Yes, please.
You have to say yes or no. Would you like a little healing to your heart?
Yes, yes.
Okay, great, because I won't do it without your permission. And
you.
For anyone and everyone else, if you're listening and, well, you are listening, if you would like healing sent to your heart, the wound that's either been opened or the wound that's been inflicted upon you, just say, I am open to receive. Okay. I just want you to breathe. And know that you are safe. You are safe. You are safe. You are safe. Yahana yonu wahana yahane yahana wahana. Now I just want you to put your hand over your heart, and as I channel this loving energy, feel your heart heal. Wanehiyahana yohuna Yanehiyahana waye Yanu wana Yanayo Yanayo Namaste.
Namaste.
Now, three times say, I am blessed, I am blessed, I am blessed.
I am blessed, I am blessed, I am blessed.
And now I ask that celestial crystalline energies fall upon you and fall upon all those that are open to receiving this magnificent healing of rainbow crystalline love and delight. Please send healing into their hearts now. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Now take a nice refreshing breath. Oh, and shake your body. Just shake off all that residue. Just shake it away.
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
How do
Beautiful.
You feel now?
Much better. Lighter. My heart
Yay!
Feels lighter. Yeah,
awesome.
it feels lighter.
Great. Great.
It's not beating as fast.
Good. Good.
Yes.
Because you haven't been violated, because the one who did what they did have no idea what they did.
Exactly.
And I'm going to turn it around, and what they did for you is make it so that you had to call in tonight for this blessing.
Yes.
So they actually
yes.
did you a favor. They did
yes.
something for you and not against you.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for having the courage to speak out. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Many blessings to you.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Have a good evening. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Oh, that was absolutely awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Okay, 951, you are live with Lord Dyell.
Hi. Thank you for taking
Hi.
My call.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Yeah, I was feeling rather sick today. I think it started yesterday. My body's mm-hmm. like was out of whack. It felt like abrasive or a really like a lot of stress, and my joints were hurting me, my jaw, my teeth. Yeah, I don't know where it's all. It's like all the stress built up, and it's in my
right.
neck. And I just was relaxing, listening to you. Almost nodded off. That was great.
That does happen when I work on people. They do go to sleep, and then they wake up and they're healed.
Oh, great!
So it's magical.
Me.
It's magical.
Yeah.
Oh, you feel better already, huh?
Yeah, it was relaxing, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to get rid of this, the stress. I don't know, it's scares me because I'm not used to feeling like this. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's like I don't know if it's like some. It's like, I don't know if it's like stroke-like or what it's like, but I'm not
okay,
used to it.
Okay, you feel that's like your body's knotting up.
Yes, very much.
Relax.
Everywhere.
Right, that's what I'm getting. Okay, what is your first name?
Lori.
Lori.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes. That is what it is. Okay. As soon as I connected to you, I felt the tension starting at the top of my head.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to do this for everybody. Are you relaxed, Lori? You're in a position where, okay, great. Because I'm going to take you just on a short into your body, and we're going to get it so that everything is flowing, okay?
Okay.
Do you like the water?
I'm sorry?
Do you like water?
I love water.
Like the ocean?
Oh, yes.
Awesome. Okay, great. Then we're going to take a trip to the water, and
okay.
I'm inviting everyone to join us. But each and every one of you are totally there by yourself. So just imagine you're at the shoreline. It can be wherever you want, whatever country you want it to be in, whatever city, but you're at the shoreline, and you're standing at the shoreline, or you're sitting at the shoreline with your feet in the water, and the water is the perfect temperature for you. And as your feet are in the water, you feel the water come up. It's a very slow wave, and it flows up, washes over your feet, and it goes back out. Now, as it's doing this, I want you to focus on top of your head. Feel the top of your head and feel the tension of how it's closed. And if there's any pain or a headache or anything like that, just feel that tightness. And I want you to use your inner eyes to follow that through your body. So we're going to go from the top of your head, through your head, down your neck, down your torso, and at the same time down both your arms, and now down to your hip, flowing down both your right and your left leg, down to your feet, and now you see the ocean come up again, and the water washes over your feet, and it takes away everything that came down. And now the water comes up, but this time it comes into your body, it comes up your feet, it comes up both legs, your hip, and then into your torso, covering your stomach and your chest, all of that, and coming up into your arms, and now it's in your neck, coming up to the head, to the top of the head, and it pours over, and it flows down the front and the sides. And it feels so cool and refreshing. And it continues to pour out until it's all gone. Take a deep breath. And now the top of your head is slightly open. And the sun comes in. And the sun flows down your head, your throat, your chest, your arms, your torso, your hips, your legs, your feet, and it meets the water, and the water meets the sun, and then it comes back into you again, and it flows up, but this time it has a wave-like motion, flowing up. Up the legs, up the hips, And then the abdomen, the chest, the arms, the throat, the head. And it washes all in the head. And now it just flows down inside and outside of your body. Good. Continues to flow out until it's all gone. Taking away any knots, any stress, any pain. And then the sun comes out again. And this time it's a healing sun. And I'm going to channel some healing words to heal the body, the mind, and the soul. He chunwashi nya hasi. He asunukwashi wana. He yo wana si yasunuha. He yo sani hi hashunuha. Yanahua he yashinua. He yo ho ya na yo. He yo wana ha ya he na ya. He no hua ya. And just move your body around. If you want to dance, dance. Do whatever you feel like doing, whatever your body wants to do. Shaking your hands, shake your arms, move your toes. Whatever your body wants to do, do it. And enjoy it. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Now breathe in. And blow out. And know that the healing process is in place and it will continue for the next 8 hours. Be well. How do you feel?
Oh, wow. That helped.
Believe it or not,
it was like a release. It brought tears to my eyes.
Well, it's going to continue for 8 hours.
Okay, thank you.
So know that she's going to continue to feel better and better and better. And if you feel like, because I'm being told by spirit, you may want to enjoy a little treat, it's perfectly okay. Do so. Enjoy
okay.
That treat. Be good to yourself.
All right. Great.
Okay. Love and light.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. You're welcome. Now, that was awesome. So we are dealing with fear and anger and just letting it go. We are not going to allow fear and anger to control us. And that's what's wrong. So many people are allowing fear and anger to go over to do what it wants to do. But it's up to us to say, no, I forbid it. I will not allow it. All I want is joy and love and laughter in my life. And you have that authority to do so. It's your body, your mind, and your soul. So take charge of it and do not hand it over to fear and anger. It has no place in your life unless you want it to. Remember that. Oh, I feel so much better myself. Thank you. 929. Hi, you're live with Lord Dayel.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Oh, my pleasure. How can I help you?
I can't hear you. And if you saw one coming for me in the upcoming months.
Okay, you're going to have to start over because in the beginning you were a little muffled.
Okay. I just had a question about relationships and if you saw anything coming up for me in the upcoming months.
Okay. I can tell you whether or not once I get your first name and ask spirit. However, they don't really deal in time because our times are different. And on top of that, we have our right to make choices. So they can tell you what may happen. However, you may not accept it and you may decide to change it. So give me your first name.
Maribel.
Say that again.
Maribel.
Did you say Mirtha?
No, Maribel.
Spell it, because you're not coming in clear.
M-A-R-I-E-E-L.
Okay. Yeah. All righty. Okay. Okay, once I connect to you, what I'm given is that there's some deep energy in the back of your heart, and you are getting over a long relationship was painful and that hurt you a lot, and it is still in your head. And this is when spirit is not going to give a time frame because they want you to love yourself and to get over your pain. And the right person is not able to come into your life until you're able to do this. So you understand what is being correct?
Yeah, I understand it.
Okay. Okay. So if you need to do further work, you can contact me. You know, you can go to my website. But you do need to release and let go of that old relationship that you were involved in before the right person. Because, see, other people can come into your life. However, you want the right one to come. You don't want to keep going through, you know, the wrong one over and over and over and experiencing pain. You want joy, love, and happiness. That's what you want to experience, real love, love of someone that totally appreciates you and understands you for who you are and loves you for who you are. But in order to receive all of that, you have to be in that position for that person to come in. Okay?
Definitely, I got it.
Okay, love. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Okay, I'm going to go to 248. Hello, you are...
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing just great.
Awesome. Would you like to ask a question or talk about fear and anger?
I have a question. Fear and anger, but that's a good one because I really believe that's the spirit that I'm working out of right now, fear and anger, because fear is nothing but anger because you be so angry to you, you know. So, and then it's, I understand the two, but my question is totally about, I have a property, a building. I want to get it tore down and make it into a strip mall, like a plaza, maybe about 10 units. And I just want to know, do you see that happening for
okay,
me?
Now, usually I have to, well, I don't know, maybe it's a human thing, but I'm about to say usually I have to ask for the first name. But
my name is Jackie.
No, I'm saying I didn't have to because as you were talking, everything just started coming in. And there was a lot of uneasiness going on. There's a lot of movement about the project you're talking about as far as looking into it and researching and you know, what you should do. But it's not a high energy. It's a low energy, which means that it's not good at this time. And also the energy in your throat, which is communication, was stirred up also, which means that everything, it's either not being said or everything that you need to know is not being said to you. So you need to learn a lot more before you make any decisions at all, because it's not balanced, it's not in a good energy, and it wouldn't be wise to do anything right now until you get a lot more information.
Okay, thank you.
You're so welcome. God bless.
God bless.
Maybe I should also mention that because I channel from all that is, whatever comes through, I do say, whether good or bad. I don't sugarcoat it. I tell it just like it's being either said to me or showed to me, because I do also get visions. So sometimes the message may not be but what you want to hear, but trust me, it is what you need to hear. Now, what you do with the message is entirely up to you, because once I disconnect, I don't even remember you or what is said. And that's how I keep myself clear, so that I can channel clear for each of you. So, no, I don't remember anything. And if you wanted to ask a question or say remember me, you'd have to go back and listen to the recording, because all of these are archived and it's also played on iTunes, so you can always listen to it, especially to the healing that's been done, because the healing, like I said, is for each and every one that wants it and that is open to it. So each of you can be healed, and if you want it at a later date, if maybe somebody else needs it, you can tell them to listen. So again, when you ask a question, just know that you will receive the truth, the good or bad, and it's not sugar-coated. Okay? So with that, I'm going to, this will probably be my last one I'm going to open up on. Okay. And that is 631. Hi, you are live with Dayelle. How are you?
Excellent. Yourself?
Oh, excellent too. That is great. So, would you like to talk about fear and anger, or ask a question, or both?
I would like to ask a question, if that's okay.
Sure.
I am wondering if you see anything for me. I'm trying to relocate from New York to North Carolina. I've been sending out a ton of resumes. I've had a few interesting
calls. Okay, wait a minute. Stop.
Yeah.
Another thing I will tell people, when you ask someone to ask Spirit a question, you don't have to give a whole lot of information, because Spirit already knows.
I'm sorry.
And,
I apologize.
No. It's things that I need to let people know, because they're used to maybe going to other people and telling them half the story. And what happens is, a lot of times they turn around hearing the story given back to them, and they think
right.
that they've gotten something where they really didn't get anything at all. All you have to do is just ask one simple question, and the rest will come in, and Spirit will say whatever they want to tell you. And then if you want to ask something from that, you can, because I am listening to your spirit guides, my spirit guides, and whoever else that step in.
Okay.
Okay, so your first name?
Don.
Ron. Okay.
No,
and you
Don,
wanted...
D-O-N, like Donald
Oh,
Trump.
D-O-N. Don, okay. And you want to know about relocating.
Right. I'm looking to get a new job and relocate.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay, now where you've been living, you've been there for a long time.
Yes.
Hmm? Yeah.
Yes.
Because the energy, again, goes to the back of heart, which tells me how long it's been, and it tells me that you've been there for a long time. So you do have some roots there. And then when you mentioned job, the energy went to the head. So you have two things you're dealing with. You're dealing with your heart and you're dealing with your mind. And it's like, which one do you listen to, the heart or the mind? And most of us will listen to the pocketbook. So it's like, well, if my job is there, I have to go where the job is. And I'm just asking Spirit. Okay. They said that it would be a good thing for you to relocate, and it would be a positive thing for you to relocate. You will, however, feel some heaviness, because as I'm telling you this, the energy in the heart is like getting very heavy, and I'm getting a little pain in my back, so which also is indicative of there are going to be some people in your life that will make it a little difficult for you to move, and it's going to cause you some pain. However, at this point in time, you need to do, okay, Spirit is saying what's necessary. That's the word they use. You need to do what's necessary for you. So, okay, so how does that help you?
Yeah, I mean, is this something that's relatively imminent or like 6 months out? Can you tell anything like that? Or
okay, I can ask them if it'll be this year. Being that you can choose to change whatever is said to you, they really don't give definitive dates.
Right.
So it'll be this year. It will be before the year is over,
okay.
But it's not immediate. And when they said that to me, I got a little rocking. So there's movement going on already in this area of your life. And it seems like it's not immediate, because you have to deal with some issues that's going to cause you some pain, because that pain came back again.
Right.
But you'll deal with it, because it's necessary, okay? But it's time for you to move on with your life. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Well, thank
you
very much.
You're so welcome. God bless and good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Wow. Well, I have thoroughly enjoyed each and every one of you calling in and sharing with me and opening up your hearts and receiving the healing. And I'm going to see if Hearts Awakening, I want to see if that song will play. Yes, okay. So I'm going to play Hearts Awakening. And as it plays, I'm also going to just send out healing to your hearts. Once again, you won't hear me this time. It's going to be silent healing, but know that healing is being channeled to you. So if you just sit back, listen to the music, and receive the healing that I am now sending to you silently. God bless, and have a blessed, blessed day or evening or night. And please join me again and click follow and go to my website and join the newsletter. God bless. Mm-hmm.